Like a merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm. But a homemade merry-go-round.
Never heard of it.
And you could tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it.
Make a swing.
Okay. What about taking a board and fixing it at both ends and children would jump up and down in the middle? You call that a...
I don't know what you mean.
Did you ever hear of a joggling board or a bouncing board? Sort of like making a trampoline.
No, we didn't have one.
Uh-huh. And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
oil? Graphite?
Huh?
We use graphite.
Mm-hmm. What about the inside the tire of the car? At least you used to have an inner...
tube?
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say...
They're going to launch it.
Huh?
They're going to launch it.
What different kinds of boats did you have around
here? Well, we had little motor boats and skiffs,
mm-hmm.
sailboats.
What does a skiff look like?
A skiff is a rowboat. It's usually 12 or 14 feet long, and you pull it with two oars. A man sits
mm-hmm.
facing the back of the boat, and he pulls forward, and he watches where he's going by where he's been.
Is it pointed or flat at the ends?
Well, some of them are flat, some of them are square nose, but most of them are pointed bow.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a pirogue or a showboat or
no,
John
boat? Those over in the bayou country. I've seen them and know what they are, but we didn't have them down here.
What have you heard them called?
Over there, pirogue.
Uh-huh. What about basso?
A what?
Basso. Did you ever hear anybody making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yes.
What do they call that?
A wick lamp?
Mm-hmm. How would they make it?
They'd stick the wick down in the kerosene and then usually put a little piece of tin over it and put the wick through that and then light it.
Just using a bottle?
Just using a bottle.
Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
No.
Say if the child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, your clothes, here.
You dress yourself.
And she hands him the clothes and
put your clothes on.
Here. What,
your clothes, put them on. Here your clothes, put them on.
Okay. And say if you had taken a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell the child, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Did you ever say, I ain't going to hurt you?
I ain't going to hurt you.
Do you use the word ain't much?
Some, not too much. People down here, I don't think, used ain't very much.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't was Will Rogers' talk. He said, somebody told him it wasn't polite to say ain't, and he says, yeah, this was during the Depression in the 30s, and he says, there are a lot of people that don't use the word ain't that ain't eating.
say someone asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say, no, it...
must have been somebody else.
I didn't go into town, so it...
It was somebody else.
Uh-huh. And if someone asked, did you just slam that door? You'd say, no, it...
The wind closed and slammed it.
But it...
closed itself.
What, me?
What?
You said that you didn't do it. You'd say, no, it...
It wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square cloth to use as a... Or say if you go into a store and they have a new kind of cheese or something and they want you to try it, they'd offer you a free...
a snack?
Or they'd give you a piece for free and there'd be a free... what?
Strip?
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word sample or sample?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes. I hadn't thought of that. I'd forgotten about it.
How would you say that?
Well, do you want to sample this? Would you like to sample it? Well, take this sample home to your mother and
mm-hmm.
tell her to try it.
Say if a woman saw a dress that she liked a lot, she'd say the dress was very...
becoming or good-looking or just my color.
But that's a very white dress. That's a very...
beautiful dress.
Okay. Or if it's... well, if she didn't want to use the word as strong as beautiful, she'd say the dress is very...
well, it's very pretty.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And something a woman would wear over the dress in the kitchen.
An apron?